pit bull. The most aggressive and probably the most stereotyped salesperson is the pit bull. This breed is mostly responsible for people's acquired distaste of used car lots. Yes, you know them. They will attack anything that has even the remotest scent of eau de prospect. And they will attack with a ferocity, aggression, and tenacity that is both awe-inspiring and terrifying. All they need is a pants cuff to latch onto, and they never let go. If this sales dog has a characteristic sound, it would be the one that you might hear as you walk home late at night through some dark-littered alleyway deep in the heart of the city. It's that low, sinister grrr resonating from out of the darkness by the garbage cans, and in a sudden flash you see the yellow eyes lock and load before the attack. That's the pit bull, and your dinner. I have a friend, John, who's in the competitive arena of business machine sales in Canada. Years ago, as we were driving outside Toronto, we passed a town that had just been devastated by tornadoes. Houses were literally ripped to pieces, cars and trucks tossed aside like toys, trees splintered and snapped, and the trail of destruction stretched as far as you could see. I was actually feeling bad for the poor victims of this rampage when my friend John, who was driving, simply smirked and said in a low breath, "See that? This is what happened to the last person who said no to me." He is a pit bull. If a pit bull carries a cell phone, which is probably either frequently lost or out of power, it is only so that he can call as many prospects as he can while driving from point A to point B. The pit bull's success comes from sheer power and fearlessness. They will make more calls, field more rejections, and keep on selling more than any other breed, even when they should really back off. Adversity is simply a wake-up call. Closing and objection handling is breakfast for this champion. However, you will need to keep a close eye on their territories. What they make up for in aggressiveness, they may lack in tactfulness and strategy. Pit bulls can be very rich or very frustrated, and training is the key. Golden Retriever. The next breed is everyone's favorite, the Golden Retriever. These slobbering, goo-goo-eyed, shaggy balls of love will do anything for someone who's willing to pet them. They are the salespeople who sit attentively, panting with big smiles on their jowls, waiting for the next command from their prospects. They will sit there with eternal optimism, waiting for the phone to ring, hoping deep inside that their prospect still loves them. They win their clients by racing after anything that the prospect throws to them. They will fetch any ball, do any favor, and bend over backward to please the prospect. They're actually affronted when you talk in terms of sales. To the retriever, customer service is everything. They operate on the belief that the more you give prospects, the more they will love you, and ultimately, the more they will buy. They actually beg for the opportunity to do favors for the customer. I have a very dear friend who sells real estate in Denver. She's a talented salesperson, smart, extremely thorough, and a retriever to the core. When I asked her about the key to great sales, she metamorphosed right in front of my eyes. She turned to me with those big, brown, watery eyes and started talking to me in soft, soothing tones. I clearly imagined her voice sounding like the whimper of the golden retriever that nuzzles up to you for a pat on the head. She simply said, "You give them whatever they want." She was appalled at the seek-and-destroy strategies of the pit bull. She was absolutely convinced that if you're nice enough to prospects and continue to retrieve for them, the phone will never stop ringing. She could not even consider any other way to sell, nor should she. It worked. Retrievers always have their cell phones on, battery fully charged, 24 hours a day. They even have a few spare batteries fully charged, littered around, just in case. To them, it would be unforgivable to be out of touch with their customers in a time of need. The retriever sells through providing extraordinary customer service. Wise retrievers are successful because they know that if they continually take care of prospects, clients, and members of their team, numbers will grow and grow. Their attention to long-term service fuels their success.